Birmingham has a service for seniors that's like few others in the country. It started in 2002 when the Crisis Center noticed older residents would call its emergency hotline because they were lonely. The organization developed the Senior Talk Line. We wrap up our series on seniors in Alabama with WBHM's Andrew Yeager. He sat in with volunteers at the talk line as they connect with people one phone call at a time.
Melvin Smith sits at a desk and pulls a manila folder off the top of a stack nearby. Inside are notes about a woman he's about to call.
And see, this lady also went to the casino on the 4th, and she won $100, you know. So, you know, woo-woo.
For the next 3 hours, Smith will use the information in the folders as fodder for conversation. He dials the phone and waits for an answer.
Yeah, oh my God, I'm glad I caught you. This is Melvin, volunteer with the Senior Talk Line. How are you today?
On the Senior Talk Line, seniors talk. Smith hears about a trip to visit family, grandchildren, sweet potato pie, church.
Now, you have such a beautiful voice, though, and that's why you must be in the choir, right? Hello? Okay, that silence said it all.
Sometimes he just leaves a voicemail. Sometimes the conversation drags on. The goal is to make regular contact, says program coordinator Anna Sullivan.
It's like we're checking in to see how they're doing and to give them a chance to talk about whatever they need to talk about.
Right now, the program serves about 80 people. The way it works is residents 55 or older around Birmingham can sign up. Volunteers call to chat 3 days a week. Those frequent calls mean sometimes they catch something wrong early, like if a person stopped taking his or her medicine. But the biggest difference between this and a traditional hotline is volunteers can share about themselves.
We really see this as like a phone friendship where we get to know each other and we share about things going on in life. And you get to build that really authentic connection.
Back at the phone.
My sister and I, we're going on a road trip up to Maine for the next few days.
Volunteer Caroline Waggett has been building phone friendships over the past year. Today, she hears about one woman's dog who died. She gets an impromptu Birmingham history lesson. Throughout the conversation, though, the strains of aging poke through. A woman has trouble moving her arm. One woman doesn't want to talk, just wants to go back to sleep. Waggett remembers one client who died.
I could still hear her voice for like the first 3 or 4 weeks after she passed away. Like when I think about her, I can still hear her talking.
Melvin Smith says he thought he was sensitive to the issues seniors deal with, but volunteering at the talk line has helped him understand better the aches and pains that come with aging, the loss of independence and isolation. He's teary.
Just a call, you know, get a personal call, and you'd be surprised how much dividends that would pay for them and ultimately for yourself as well.
Caroline Waggett suggests the seniors live a bit vicariously, like when she shares about her upcoming road trip to Maine.
I will, and I can't wait to talk to you next week and tell you about it.
The seniors, no doubt, will have something to share in return. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.